Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrook, Vatican Radio. May is a month dedicated in a special way to Our Lady. And as we know too, right from the very start of his pontificate, Pope Francis entrusted his ministry as successor of Peter to Our Lady, making a surprise visit to Rome's Basilica of St. Mary Major on the day after his election. You may also recall that he made a point, when returning to his own continent for the first time as Roman pontiff, to repeat this gesture by adding a visit to a Marian shrine to his already tight schedule. It was while he was in Brazil for World Youth Day. The date was the 24th of July 2013, and the place one dear to him, Aparecida. The event began at the Basilica of the Shrine with a brief moment of prayer in the chapel by the Hall of the 12 Apostles, where the statue of Our Lady is housed.
Mai Aparecida, un dia levaste vostro figlio al templo, para o consagrar o Pai, para que fosse inteira disponibilidade para a missão.
And it ended with an act of consecration to Our Lady of Aparecida.
Oh Maria Santissima, pelos méritos de nosso Senhor Jesus Cristo, em vossa querida imagem de Aparecida, espalhais inúmeros benefícios sobre todo o Brasil.
The consecration, which took place at the end of Holy Mass, celebrated in Portuguese with the local bishops. During his homily on this occasion, Pope Francis highlighted in a special way his Marian devotion at what he described as the house of the mother of every Brazilian. Well, to start with, he said that it was at the feet of Our Lady here that he was placing the future, not just of the young pilgrims currently in Brazil for the 28th World Youth Day, but also that of the people of the entire Latin American continent. And then he went on to say, when the church looks for Jesus, she always knocks at his mother's door. I too, he remarked, have come here to knock on the door of the house of Mary, so she may help us to pass on to future generations those values necessary to build both a more just and fraternal nation and world. In order to do this, Pope Francis indicated three simple attitudes to be adopted: to be hopeful, to allow ourselves to be surprised by God, and to live joyfully.
Gostaria de chamar a atenção para três simples posturas: conservar a esperança, deixar-se surpreender por Deus, viver na alegria.
Os grandes do povo vos pedem favores, majestosa princesa.
To be hopeful, Pope Francis insisted forcefully, because despite the presence of evil in society, with its attraction to idols that take the place of God, such as money, success, power, and pleasure, God always has the upper hand. To allow ourselves to be surprised by God, because even in the midst of difficulties, God can surprise us if we place our trust in Him. And to live joyfully, because Christians should never be gloomy, as they always have at their side the face of God as a loving Father. Attitudes these the Pope encouraged the faithful to adopt in Aparecida, where 6 years ago the 5th General Conference of the Bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean was held. That's CELAM. A conference Pope Francis described as a great moment for the Church, one which gave birth to this document, which could be described as the Magna Carta of evangelizing mission, one which 6 years later he described as the result of an interplay between the work of the bishops and that of the simple faith of the pilgrims under Mary's maternal protection.
O documento de Aparecida nasceu justamente deste encontro entre os trabalhos dos pastores e a fé simples dos romeiros sob a proteção maternal de Maria.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.